Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
I'm here with the movers. This is the week leading up to Blackpool. And I'm speaking to the movers and shakers, the producers, the dealers in the dealer room at the Blackpool Magic Convention. They're all vying to take our hard-earned money. And I am here today with one of the faces of the world's largest magic shop, a company that consistently, over and over again, delivers some of the most quality magic tricks that you've ever seen. And the person I'm speaking to, as well as being one of the faces of the company, is an incredible performer. He's probably my favorite act to watch. He's a creator, he's an inventor, he's a performer. He's literally done it all and then some. And he's got the best hair in magic, which is covered up in this interview. I'm gutted. I am, of course, talking about the one and only Nick LaCapo. How are you doing,
What's
Nick?
What's up? Hey, man, that's too long of an intro. And yes, the hair is covered up at the moment. I have to go film some stuff in a bit, and you caught me before the shower.
Well, I appreciate. I know that you're all doing last minute things for Blackpool, getting ready. So thanks for jumping in. I know it's busy over there, right?
Oh, I mean, you've seen us. This is a never ending. It's a runaway freight train over here, that Penguin Pension. I mean, we put out new stuff every week. It's crazy. It's totally crazy.
I don't know any company that puts out as much. And it's not like there's a miss at all. It's like everything that comes out is, I was looking at some of the stuff that you've just bought out this year. And there's at least three items that I've reviewed this year that are Penguins that are like contenders to the trick of the year. Like, no kidding. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I've definitely felt that myself. The quality of some of the tricks that have come out, not even just us, but in general, has, I feel, risen this year already. And it's already been only been one month.
So, yeah. It's insane. It really is. Yeah. But yeah. And I know that like, you're going to have so much stuff out throughout the year.
Oh, well, I mean, our release schedule is pretty relentless. We do aim for a physical item every week, which is like really hard to wrap your head around how that's even possible. But we do our best, and we actually have some even downloads coming out this year. I'm working on one right now that's pretty. I can't wait for you to see. It's a coin and bottle download that's coming out.
Oh, I know about this. Just like, Sean sent me a 10-second clip of this and then said, "What do you think of this?" And I was just, I had to watch it like six times. I'm like, how?
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. So we're excited for that. It's just at another level of like, just quality that I feel like we've taken it up a notch lately. So.
Yeah, you really have. You really, really have. And what I like about Penguin, before we start talking about the Blackpool stuff, and I've worked with you closely for a while, so I've experienced this myself, is that you guys don't release something and then let it die. Like, you... you constantly re-promote it, because you understand that new people are coming into magic all the time, and something that came out 6 months ago is just as attractive to a new person coming into magic now as it was 6 months ago. So I see that have come out from like just constantly being re-promoted. And I think that's so smart. I really do.
Yeah. And it's also just an understanding of like, we love all the tricks that we promote or we produce. Right. So, and if one comes out that like maybe flew under the radar or something, we try to figure out why, you know. And I know it's a saturated marketplace. It's hard to, you're one of the few people that I think is probably like up to date with like literally everything that comes out, but you know, everybody else is in reasonably so way behind. Something that came out last year is, as far as they know, came out yesterday or 2 years ago came out. So you know, it can be about looking at every product and then like, okay, well, how can this one be reworked to get another promotion so that it can get some more time in the top 20? And so, and there's lots of ways to do that these days too, which is fun. Not only just with like, you know, making a new demo and emailing about it, but some of the reels that you'll see on our social media with some of our team members, guys doing those tricks. It all works in concert to help promote the tricks and get them to everybody, but not your tricks. So everybody wants your tricks. So you just, it's pretty easy.
Well, you know, it's, I'll always say every 6 months, I see another email about Chop. Like they constantly, you know, that's a perfect example of something that constantly gets promoted again and again.
Yeah. And it's probably another reason why is because it's a great product, so that even if you click on it and you're interested in it and you pick it up, it's just, you're going to come back for more great magic that, you know, so it's a great gateway trick, I would guess, which is another reason why it probably gets promoted as much as it does. Cause people get it, they have success, and then they're like, well, wow, magic's cool. What else can I do? Yeah. So I think that's a big part of it.
Now we have to break the bad news to people before we start talking about what's on the magic stand.
Yeah, I might as well. I didn't even know if I was going to even mention it, but I won't be there. Oh, no. It's all good. Everything's good. I just have to miss this year. I'll be back next year. It was last minute, so... But I'm happy to talk about
it. By the way,
you
do realize you not being at the Blackpool Magic Convention means that 2024 sales of the Raven go down by about 80%.
I know it. Yeah. Well, I only usually bring a small stack of Ravens, but it's actually a huge discussion going on about the Raven and the Magician's EDC right now on Facebook, which is hilarious. But that aside, yes, Raven sales will be down, but Eric will be there. And then rarely seen, but one of the most prominent and powerful people in Magic Marketplace, Mandy will be there. Mandy Isn't Roth.
I always say to anybody that asks, she's one of the most powerful, not just powerful women, one of the most powerful people in magic. Like,
yeah. And if you don't know her, it's probably because you've never released a product, but she has released, she put out a trick 2 years ago. It was the Real Viewer, the little viewfinder mind reading trick, which is really cool. So yeah, go say hi to Mandy. She's really the person. If you have something that you want to put out, I mean, show it to her, because she would love to see it, but she'll be at the booth. So if anybody's ever wanted to meet her, go hang out with Mandy.
And if you do want to release something through Penguin Magic, I mean, Sean and Mandy, they're the people you want to speak to. You take this opportunity, show them
the
next best Penguin trick. You know, they're always looking for new artists. They're always looking for new products. And you guys
that's what they're there at Blackpool for. Don't be shy. I say that if you come to the booth and you have something that you think's cool, you know, bring it up, because they'll get you a time slot or something to meet with Sean or Tim or even Mandy or whoever, so they can take a look at the trick and you know, tell you what's what about it, you know.
But what everybody wants to know about is what you guys are gonna have on the booth this year.
Well, the biggest, I mean, I guess, I don't know, should I go for the biggest thing we got is you right now on the booth this year. And we have one brand new trick that has not been released yet with you. And then we have the latest and greatest, which is, of course. So like, I guess we'll just start with, I don't have it here because it's literally coming from wherever boat it's on and going directly to Blackpool. And that is a trick called Mind Blocks.
I'm so excited about people seeing Mind Blocks. I started developing Mind Blocks at the same time as I developed Evoke.
Mm.
And I've
managed... Yeah, I guess there are some. Yeah.
There is some similarities. And Evoke was very much for mentalists.
Yeah.
Mind Blocks is very much for people that one, you know, it's kind of, it's not as a deep and serious type prop. It's more fun, while still, it's the sort of thing that you could do in any environment. But, you know, I mean, I don't know what I can say about it, but in essence, it's a deck of cards that's designed to look like a Lego deck kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like instructions to make Lego sculptures, right? It's the best difficulty levels and
it's the best Lego sets of all time, and the artwork again is everything has been designed by Phil Smith.
We can say Lego on here, but I don't think we can say Lego and the other things. Bricks, Craig. Bricks.
It's built. Bricks is what it's not bricks. Lego. Bricks. Definitely bricks. Bricks.
Bricks.
Definitely bricks. Yeah. But it's been designed by Phil Smith. The artwork is beautiful. It's got as many features as Evoke built into it, but in a different way. So. Yeah. It's very, very different to Evoke. The Svengali principle is built into it, which I know you love the Svengali deck. The Svengali principle is built into it, but you don't need to use it as a Svengali deck. It's designed so that you can use it as a Svengali deck. It's designed so that you can use it in the same sort of way as Evoke and just use half the cards. And the marking system is insane.
Very cool. Yeah, it's one of the coolest.
When Phil showed it me, I was like, that's just insane. I can't see that. But like, I could literally have somebody on the other side of the room holding the cards up and I can see what it is. The second you know what you're looking for, it's ridiculous.
It literally just says the name of whatever it is on the back of it, but you would never know unless you knew, you know, and then you can't not see it. But
exactly. Yeah. And if you saw Ryland perform on America's Got Talents in the live rounds, when he did his helicopter trick, he was using mind blocks. That's exactly what he used. We had a custom made one built for him with a helicopter, and the only reason we went down that route is we didn't want, you know, we wanted it so that it was separate to the marketed thing, so that the feel that was built into the marketed product wasn't seen on national television. So the whole thing was changed around. But honestly, I'll tell you right now. When I do cabaret, which is a lot, I do cabaret and stage work more than close up. This is what I use to open my cabaret set because this is a baby gag designed for the 21st century. So I walk out on stage holding an envelope and I say, hey, I talk about Lego. I talk about a son who's Lego obsessed. I give someone the envelope to hold on to. I say, there's a prediction in there. I have somebody pick any Lego set, show they're all different, have them pick any Lego set. They pick an ambulance, strangely enough. And then I say, hey, if that envelope here for the whole time had your Lego set in it, would that be good? They say, yeah. I open it up and there's a table with a bunch of Lego on it. I go, there you go. You build that up and that'll be the ambulance. Thank you. I'm here all night. Tip your waitress on the way out. And they're like, no, it could be anything. And I go, oh, yeah, I put it on the other side. And you turn it around and it's an ambulance and it's a baby gag. Designed for the 21st century, I'm very passionate about this deck. I really am. I can't believe we've got it out for Blackpool.
Yeah. I'm happy about it. I was just trying to bring it up. Like, that's kind of what the back design looks like there. I was trying to bring up any files I had. Yeah, it's so early that there's not even any. I'm not actually even sure when this will release, you know, worldwide. So it might be a few months before it actually hits the stands or like
that's what happened last year with Lucid came out at Blackpool last year, and it was really the tail end of 2023 that it actually hit the site.
Lucid was a whole nother monster. At least this is a deck of cards that gets printed, thrown in a box, and it's, you know, it's ready to rock. But Lucid was like a whole nother deal. But yeah, mind blocks will be there. I'm just trying to find some other art, but that'll be
I'll tell you what I can do. I think I can share onto the screen if I'm allowed to show the faces quickly. I think I should be able, because we're doing this on my computer. Here we go. So this is what the artwork looks like, everybody. I am going to share onto the screen. There you go.
Yeah.
So this is the artwork. and you'll see that we're working on a kind of an alphabetical stack there, but there's a hell of a lot more to it.
Yeah,
Everything,
there's a lot going on.
everything you see on this card is designed to do something. The piece numbers, the difficulty rating, the image, the actual name of the thing, the text underneath. Absolutely everything is has a reason there. So, these are some of the cards. They are none of these are Lego sets. They're all brick sets. They've all been designed specifically for this project. None of them actually exist, which is just crazy to think about that. Phil's done a
Yeah,
lot with this.
Yeah,
And then,
Phil's the man.
so I mean, that's the faces. Do you want me to show the backs?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. The back. So I can do that as well, I think. Just give me 1 minute. I should be able to do it. I might not be able to do it. Oh no, I can. There we go. So these are the backs. There we go. And if I just click that and that.
Yeah. All right, let me see. Are these marked?
Yeah, they are.
Oh yeah. Okay. So wow. All right. So you
You
got
got
fire station
that's
and ghostly
correct.
haunt.
And
Ghostly
then
haunt.
sorry, say again. Ghostly house.
Ghostly
Yeah.
haunt.
Ghostly haunted house, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. I
Yeah,
mean, yeah, now I can't not see it. It's ridiculous. And that
it's
one is a
insane, right?
hospital and tropical island.
Yeah, but you can also see the next word underneath. So in the tropical island, you'll see unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Forgot about the
So
second line.
that's your Moab word, and then the next line down you'll see a number 1, which is the difficulty rating, and 96, which is the amount of
Total
pieces.
madness. Crazy. How
Yeah,
does Phil, what does he do? Just sit at home and, yeah, I don't even know. I don't want to
I
know.
don't even
It's
know how he does what he does, but I'm so glad he does, because I couldn't do what I do without him being able to do what he does to such a high level.
right. Well, Mind Blocks will be there. That'll be exciting. I think people just love coming by to check out the marking system, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I
Like,
want people to just come over and just check. You
yeah.
look at it and you'll be like, like sometimes people look at marked decks and they go, oh, I can't read a marked deck. I will instantly point out where it is. I will walk to the back booth and I'll hold it up here and you'll be able to see it.
It's great. It's really
And I
good.
remember doing the live performances about of those all around Columbus. And I remember
Yeah.
and we were getting some insane reactions. And I remember Dalton saying to me, you know what? These reactions are so good. For this mind reading trick, for this Lego trick here, this brick trick, these reactions are so good. If we whacked a Netflix logo at the beginning, people would think it was a magic special. Like, seriously, people just love it, and everyone knows what Lego is.
Yeah,
No,
no,
bricks,
it's gonna be great. The bricks.
bricks.
Well, then we'll also have your newest hits that are out at the moment. So if people want to come by and see you demo them, but Magic Button and Evoke, the two big ones at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'll be deming Evoke. I'll be deming Magic Button. If you come over and watch Magic Button, you can see the switch happens right in front of people's eyes, and they will swear blind that there was no switch. They'll swear blind that that card was on the table the entire time, even though it wasn't. It's
Yeah.
it's really strong.
No, magic, it's such a practical working routine that I think a lot of people it's just a trick you want to do, right? Like once you see that the signed card ends up being the one that was in play the entire time, I mean it's you can't not get a huge reaction on routines like that. And then, of course, the tutorial that you put together is, we're all familiar with your marathon tutorials that leave no stone unturned and will give a routine for anybody. You'll figure out what you're going to do with it if you watch that tutorial. It's on there. What your
Yeah,
routine is on there.
there's so many,
So,
and that's why there's a full deck, because you get the gaffs to be able to do so many different routines.
yeah, it's super fun. I mean, you take out that button and your audience just they're re it's fun. It's pure fun. What spectator doesn't want to interact with the magic button, right? It's
It's
just
great.
just by bringing it out, it changes the vibe completely, and people understand like we are in for something that you've never seen before, you know.
Absolutely.
Which is very cool. Yeah.
And then Evoke, I mean, I don't think I need to say anything else about this. It's been the thing that every single person in the Magic community has been talking about. You know, the reactions that I've had from like some of the leading mentalists, like Mark Paul turned around and said, hey, you've solved the problem of playing cards in mentalists. I mean, I'll take that. I'll take that seven ways Sunday and back again. Like, you know, it's, if you're a mentalist, it's perfect. It really
is.
And I really do think that. And if you are a magician wanting to get into mentalism, this was said best by, I think it was Mark Elston, possibly. I think it was Mark or Luca Volpe that said it. He said, it's like a cheat code. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you want to get into mentalism, you've never done mentalism before and you're a card magician, rather than spending years learning about mentalism principles, this is like a cheat code that allows you to level up immediately. You can immediately start doing hard-hitting mentalism routines without needing the years of experience. And I know because I had, when I created Evoke, I wasn't really a mentalist. And now I've gone and been booked for mentalism gigs. And literally, and I'm not just saying this, I've gone to the gig and all I have to walk around for 2 hours as a mentalist is Evoke in my top pocket. And that's it. And that's all I need.
Yeah, it makes you comfortable too, right? If the only thing you've ever used is cards, you know, it's not a far cry from things you already know how to do. Just presentationally, you're just making some changes, you know, which is really cool. You did make the cardinal sin of only making it in English, Craig.
Oh my God, if I hear that one more time. Yes, it's only in English. because it would be so easy to just snap my fingers and turn it into German and French and Spanish overnight, you know.
Absolutely. Maybe that'll happen, but yeah. So Evoke, definitely come by the stand and check it out. I don't think we're gonna have to tell people to come by for that one. They'll be coming. And then we'll have your the Craig Petty hits at this point, you know, Gatekeeper and Keymaster and Chop. So if you're not familiar with those already, go look at them.
You know what?
They're some of the best ever.
I love Keymaster. I love Chop. I love Gatekeeper. And if you've never seen them demmed, come over and see them, because honestly, it's the perfect DDC trick. It really is. You do Keymaster. If you have keys, these are my keys. These are my house keys. Keymaster is on there. It's always with me. Keymaster is always with me. And I do a gig, I'm not going without Chop. So,
both of those are incredible pieces that, I mean, if you're looking for something to perform, you know, a lot of us buy magic for fun. But if you want to perform something, those are no-brainers. You know, there's a lot of people out there doing those. Make their careers on tricks like that. So those are real great things.
Carry a Chop cup around with you when you can carry around a pen and borrow a cup.
Chop's one of those tricks that if that was the only trick you knew how to do, you could have a long career in magic.
Absolutely.
You know, it's so strong. It's so multi-phase. Same with the Keymaster, you know. But so Craig will be on the booth with all that fun stuff. We have one big thing that I'll get to in here in just a bit. Not that the rest of the stuff isn't big, but we will be bringing some knife through arms. Not many of them.
I've just finished watching the tutorial for that because I'm reviewing it.
Yeah.
And my favorite part was how excited Dan Harlan got talking about how to make fake blood. Like, you can see. He was literally, this was his favorite thing. Finally, Penguin have given me a chance.
Finally, yes.
To talk about how to make fake blood. Like, he was just like a kid at Christmas over that.
Yeah, obviously, we would have loved Jonathan to teach it, but I do feel like Dan's probably the next best guy just because of his passion for, the fake blood, which is like really valuable information as well.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
My order is in with Amazon, my chocolate sauce and everything else I need. I'm there. I'm going to be fake blood making in my kitchen. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, if you want to set the knife up, go for it. But I don't know if we'll have any fake blood on the booth. We'll see. But that's an incredible illusion. If you don't know what it is, it's a giant butcher's knife that you can shove into your arm. Not for real, but damn, it looks like it is. And then blood leaks out and then you're absolutely healed. Actually, the amazing Jonathan's design if you're familiar with Jonathan, he used to do it in his show, and he had a very specific, there's knife through arms that exist on the marketplace that are like, I mean, they're just, I don't know if you've handled any of them, but they're really pretty rough. I don't know when they were made or who makes them or whatever, but they're kind of like a gag prop. This is a professional piece of magic that will last you a lifetime. So
yeah,
we will have some of those there for you.
Sure.
We will also have the executive pad. Did you take a look at the executive? Oh yeah, you're on it. That's right.
I did half the tutorial for it.
Yeah, you did.
Because you obviously, yeah, I mean, they don't need me to look at that from a mentalism point of view. You've got Doc Hilford on there. I mean, that's all you need to know. And if you purely use it for mentalism, and I'll tell you how that came about. The last time I was at Penguin, it was when Ryland was there doing his show. Mm-hmm. And Sean took me into the unit and he said, oh, this is the executive pad. And him and Seth showed it me. And I was like, what's this for? And he's like, oh, it's this mentalism routine by Doc Hilford. And I'm like, are you mad? First of all, you could do this with this and 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 this. And they were like, well, do you want to do a tutorial about how to use it for magic? I'm like, yes, give it. I begged them to let me. So and I put like 14 routines together. I've got like a practical close-up version of Martin Lewis's cardiographic on there. I've got this same trick where you have somebody think of a celebrity. You bring out a pad and you say, I've got a prediction here. Name any celebrity. They name the celebrity. And I go, if it was here, that'd be good. And they go, yeah. And you turn the pad around. And there's just a bunch of letters. And you go, well, you know, it's got to be there somewhere. Just take the correct letters. And then I ask, lame. And you go, well, sign it and hold on to the paper. Rip it off. You take the paper, hold on to it. What was the name of the celebrity? Whatever. Open it up. And now all of the letters have gone except for the celebrity they're thinking of. I've got matrices with crosses on there. I've got, forget about the mentalism. You know, mentalism's great. Don't get me wrong. Woo. But the applications that you can use this for as a magician that does visual.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's, if you don't know what it is, it's a little notepad that can switch signed pieces of paper. Like you can have information on the face of that notepad. Your audience can sign it or initial it and be like, yes, I verify that this is on here. And then literally the page that they sign changes.
And then you give it them.
Changes.
As a souvenir.
Then they can keep it.
Oh, look at the trailer that Dalton put together for my magic bit. There's a live performance I'm doing to this woman in this bar. And Dalton actually says, I assume it's Dalton that does it, did it. Got Dalton.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But it comes up on the thing. The switch happens, and there's a little arrow pointing. Switch happens in 3, 2, 1. You don't even see it, even when it's being pointed out to you.
Yeah, it's such a powerful device. I flew under the radar. I think it kind of got lost in the Black Friday madness. But yeah, that is a come see it. It's so strong. It's really a miracle device. It really is. And it's just kind of like, what do you want to do with it? Because and there's plenty of options on the tutorial between you and Doc. And then I throw a couple things on there. The implications of it. Yes, there's plenty of tricks. But when you actually start to think about how to apply it to maybe something in your show, it's going to make something stronger. It's not going to sit in your drawer. Not that type of thing, for sure. So we'll have executive pads there. We were supposed to have it last year. We talked about it on this little show last year, but it just didn't show up in the packaging when we got to Blackpool. And that was Envelope 2.0. That will be at Blackpool this year.
I've stood behind you in the booth watching you dem Envelope and destroying magicians, just destroying them.
I have it like it on the level of, you know, and some certain tricks we expect a certain reaction from. And I think Double Cross these days has gotten a reputation for like about the highest reaction you can get from like a marketed magic trick just right out of the box. I think Envelope is like that level, but as a card trick.
I agree.
It's a sledgehammer. I can't imagine being a spectator and having that be like the first trick you ever see. You know, like your mind would just fall out of your head. What happens is you have a card signed and then it goes back. You hand out an envelope, an empty envelope. They examine it. and you put it in your pocket. Then you have them choose a card. Doesn't matter. They sign the card. It goes back into the deck. And then the deck transforms visually right in front of their face into the envelope that you had put in your pocket. And if it was true, you reach in and you take out the signed card from that envelope right in front of their face. And then the deck, the entire deck ends up in your pocket. So the deck and the envelope change places and the card ends up inside the envelope. It's a monster.
And there's handling where everything's examinable at the end. You can get into it on the fly in the routines.
It's one gimmick you would carry in your pocket, and it's not something you have to ring in. It's routine. It's part of the routine, the exchange of what the secret thing. So it's not like you have to like, oh, I want to do envelope now. Let me get this thing. It's like, no, you just start envelope, and then throughout the course of the routine, you get what you need and get rid of it as well. It's a killer, and it's a 2.0, which means it's just, it was released before, but the design of the gimmick has been improved. It's made of Tyvek. There's some magnets and things that lock things in place. If you're familiar with the old one, that will make sense to you. But the new one is just a better designed thing. And there's a display that allows you to kind of like display the deck before it vanishes, like a second before it vanishes, which is very cool. It's a good one. It's a strong trick, and I'm excited that that will be on the booth. And then last but not least, a trick I really like, and I was like, hey, let's take this because I think it's just different and fun and fooling, is Discovery by Spooky Nyman, which I think you reviewed.
Me and Ryland just reviewed this. Now, Ryland didn't let me get this trick. He loves Preston because he's in the YMC. Preston edits the magazine for the YMC. So he's like, right, I'm having this one. So he took it to one side and he showed me this trick, and he
fooled it had to have fooled me. Yeah,
I had no idea how it worked. It didn't make any sense. Like, it was impossible to me because, like, there's so many ways that I couldn't understand why this did what it did. And he's put it straight into his close up. He's doing close up at the House of Secrets over the Blackpool weekend. It'll be there, right there in his act. It's killer. I love
yeah.
This trick. It's so good.
Yeah, you take out six poker chips. They're numbered from 1 to 6, and you display them on the table, and then you stack them up, and you mix them up behind your back, and then you take one of them. You don't show everybody. Nobody knows what it is. You don't even know what it is, and you put it in your pocket, and then you have your spectator name, any number, 1 to 6. You say, okay, let's take a look, and you, one at a time, you take the poker chips you have left in your hand, and you say, okay, that. Let's say they said 4. You would say, oh, okay, there's 2, there's 1, there's 3, there's 5, and there's 6. The only chip missing is the number 4. And you reach in your back pocket and you pull out the chip that says number 4.
It's incredible.
The method, you'll love it. It's a fooler. And I think it's a great little icebreaker that deals with predictions or influence or however you want to frame it. Because it's bulletproof.
It really is. You can't go wrong with it. And it also wins the award for me from the most insane tutorial I've ever seen from Penguin. Like, you're doing this kind of live stream thing with Preston. At points,
oh, yeah.
Preston walks off and a different version of Preston walks on from a metaverse. Then you've got two Prestons on at the same time.
So weird. And yeah.
It's just mental. I was watching that. I'm like, this is mental. Like,
I edited that one. I had forgotten about it. Yeah, I got the footage for it because I didn't film it. So I wasn't there when it was filmed, but I quickly realized what he had a vision for his tutorial. You know, much like his dad there with some of the other things we filmed with Andy. But yeah, it turned out to be a pretty fun tutorial. He made the edit possible for what he did. He's a actor, so. We had him and Simon Lipkin out at the same time. So I think they're both in their actor modes when they were here. But yeah, the Discovery is great. And I would come see it because I think it'll fool you. I don't really know how you could know how that works.
Yeah.
And it's a simple, simple method. Very simple.
Oh, it's completely self-working. You don't even need to palm anything. There's no palming. There's no switching. There's no nothing. It's a genius method, really. What Preston's done is streamlined it right down. It's great. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, and then last but not least, the thing that we will be talking the most about at Blackpool, and this is something that I've been working not way too much on, but I am pretty much loving this thing, is the Dragon Scale.
This is ridiculous.
The Dragon Scale is, well, I'm going to show you exactly what it is. This is basically going to be a Dragon Scale tutorial for anybody that wants to watch it. But it's a device that can take your card magic to another level, especially if you're somebody that, if you know Memorize Stack, you're going to want to look at this. But if you don't know Memorize Deck Magic, this is a way to get into it with no knowledge of any memory stuff. But it's also, it's so fun. There's possibilities are endless at the moment. And the tricks that you can do are impossible with this thing. It's a scale that is hidden in a deck of cards, which I have out here at the moment. I don't even know where to begin with this, Craig. Oh, I guess let me start with this, is that during Black Friday, this thing got pushed to release. And we put together like a beta version of the app and a beta tutorial. It was functional, completely functional, that you can still use it and everything. But a lot of the things that I was pushing to get into this hadn't been put into the final app yet. And this is not the final app. This is just going to keep on going at this point. I'm not going to let it die because I basically put too much work into this thing at this point. Mm-hmm. But the new release of the app will be available, as soon as I go film it here today. So you'll be getting a preview of that. So it'll be available at Blackpool for sure. So what does it do? What is it? What you get? Here's the box. This is the one box I have, beautiful. The Dragon Scale.
Beautiful.
I know you picked up one of these. So this is it. The Dragon Scale. Well, it's not very exciting. It's just this white box, power button, and a charger. So it, you know, the battery lasts up to about 8 hours or so. And it also comes with a deck shell. You don't need to use this. You can customize this to look like anything, any deck of cards that you want. But the deck shell is really nice and flies under the radar. That scale is capable of weighing, well, anything, which we can talk about, but a deck of cards, and then dividing that weight into however many cards are in your deck, and being able to know how many cards have been cut off of the deck at any given time. And that information is sent to the companion app or your watch, or one of the new features is to an earpiece. So you can get it sent to your ear as well, which is crazy town. But just so you guys can see, so if you have this deck in a stacked known order that the app is also aware of, if I cut here, we're looking at the Queen of Clubs there, and the Queen of Clubs will pop up on the app, right?
Ridiculous.
So, and it's just not, it doesn't stop there. If you want to get a second cut, so you can have multiple people cut the cards. And you will also always know, like I said, that information can get sent to your watch or in your ear. You would just hear Siri saying Queen of Clubs, right? Which feels completely like cheating at Magic.
This is almost getting to the point where we're cheating now, Nick.
It's crazy. It really is crazy. So if you do want to set up those test conditions of like, non-marked deck, I am not going to touch the cards. Literally, you could be in the other room, but like setting those conditions of, it is impossible for me to know what card you've just cut to. You can totally make that happen here.
That's great.
Dragon Scale isn't limited to that as well. Let me bring up the, so I'm going to show you. So we'll make another cut here.
Yeah,
it might be a little harder to see. Let me get this there. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
That's all the information that is in this packet of cards. So you can see
the six of diamonds. There's four reds in the packet. There's two blacks, there's two clubs, there's two hearts, there's no spades, there's two diamonds. And you got a plus it's six. There's six cards there all together. And what's the 26?
So the 26 is the sum of these cards.
Of course. Damn. And I've started watching Dragon Scale because I'm reviewing it, and I've got to the point where I'm watching your live performance in the P3 theater. Mm-hmm. And you're destroying people with this thing. Like, you're getting people cutting multiple packets of cards, and you're telling them how many reds, how many blacks, you're telling them to add up like you're just destroying them, and your back is like you're not even looking at them. Like, it's ridiculous.
Let me show you another feature using that same example, because in that tutorial, I had to do that trick a certain way based on the app that I had at the time. But I've really improved. Look, I think the thing that I can take to a product like this is, and I see this lacking in a lot of like electronics sometimes, is just the tricks that you can do, right? And that routine specifically is something that I really like to perform, and I want to make it not only easier on myself, but like easy for everybody else as well. So let me show you, you know, as somebody that performs this thing, how we've even streamlined that routine. So the performance is as follows. The deck of cards is like way off to the side, and I'm on stage. So I'm making it very clear that, you know, there's no way that I could know, you know, what card somebody's going to look at. I bring somebody up and I have her just cut the cards anywhere they want, and she's going to go back to her seat with them here, right? A second person's going to come up. They're going to cut a packet of cards off the deck, and they're going to go back to their seat and sort them into clubs, hearts, spades, and diamonds. And then the third person's going to cut a packet. They're going to go back to their seat, and with the help of another spectator, add the cards up that's in their packet, right? So basically, that card I just showed you that had all that information on it a minute ago, that's what I used to use, but it's a lot of info on there. I've set it up now so that you can tell specific cuts what information you want to see. So for example, on this first cut, it's only going to show me the three of diamonds. Okay. Now, because that's the first card I want, I'm only going to reveal the card for the first spectator. The second spectator, I'm going to reveal the clubs, hearts, and spades and diamonds, right? So when I cut this one, it's only going to show me, see those four numbers?
Yeah.
Those are the clubs, hearts, spades, and diamonds, right? That's the only information it's showing me on that card right there. And then for the last one, obviously this is the packet that the spectator has that they're adding up the sum in their hand. It's only going to show me the sum of these cards. So you can start to create custom routines where certain cuts will only show you the information that you want to see, which is it's pretty awesome. It's really awesome.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The other thing, just mentioning on that before you go on, I get so many people asking me, how do I learn how to do a memorized deck? And there is some amazing mem deck magic out there. There really is. This gives you the confidence. The problem I find with a lot of people when they learn the mem deck is they've learned it. They go out in the real world to go and perform it, and they're nervous about doing it in case they forget what card is next or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Just having Dragon Scale there, even if you're not going to be doing routines with it, it gives you confidence to trial mem deck magic in the real world, knowing that if you've made a mistake, you've got the Dragon Scale that's going to basically do everything for you.
You know, yeah, I 100% agree. And it's one of those, like, if you actually worked on this, you're just going to memorize a deck by default. If you actually are starting to just use this all the time, I think it would be really hard to not like really get familiar with what card is where. You might not like know it for sure, but if you actually then sat down and tried to learn it, you could. Which brings me to another thing that I'm not great at, but the Dragon Scale has helped me get really good at it. And that is, make sure I got the right, okay, yeah. Like, this is an example of a simple, simple trick that I think is a really good one that will also help you get good at estimation.
Really?
Estimation is the idea of cutting a specific amount of cards for real. because while the stacked deck part of this is fascinating and you can do incredible stuff with a deck in stack and the scale knowing, I find the stuff you can do from a shuffled deck just as good. Mm. Knowing the quantity of cards that somebody has cut is a powerful piece of information to know. So there's, I actually, some of my favorite tricks are the shuffled deck tricks. And this one in particular, which is, it's really easy, is just that you would have a spectator cut any amount of cards that they want. So I don't know how many that is, but when I peek at my app, it tells me that there's 10, right? And of course, but the spectator doesn't know how many cards they have. And I, you know, seemingly I shouldn't know either. So what you're going to do is like, all right, ask the spectator to count the cards secretly, count them secretly, keep that number in your mind. I'm going to try to count to the, I'm going to try to cut exactly the number that you're just thinking of. And now you're going to try to cut 10 cards, but it's okay to be wrong. And here's why. So I'm going to try to cut 10, right? And I'm going to look down and I've cut 11, right? That's secret information. I'm going to look at the spectator and go, just take one off. Right?
And I know so that's then changed to, oh my God.
Oh yeah, that'll change to 10. Yeah, that'll change to 10. But yeah, so it's just an easy way to match the same amount of cards a spectator cuts to, right? Like that, it's such a simple, small little trick, but man, that's a good trick and that's helps amazing. You get better at estimation, which is something that I've always wanted to be good at. I'm okay at it. I missed by one right there. But yeah, but that's like a great way to get better at estimation. What was the, there was something else I was going to show you here. Audio thing is cheating, Craig. So in custom stacks, you can make any card stack that you want. You can, you know, it comes preloaded with Mnemonica and Stebbins and Aronson, but you can really enter in any card stack that you want to. And very specifically, not just a stack that uses 52 cards, it can be any amount of cards, but it also can be repeating stacks of cards, right? Which is something I've seen limited in other places. So you could make like a Karan pumping stack deck and put that stack into your app. And the reason I say that is because this is a really kind of fascinating place to be. You know, when you have a repeating stack in a deck, you have to get a peek on either the card before or after to know what card somebody has selected. But you are actually in a position here, let's just say you have your earpiece in with the deck on the other side of the stage, and you bring out a black door envelope with a couple double facers in it with your four outs, right? And you have your spectator cut anywhere and it tells you which card you got to take out, right? It eliminates that crucial moment of peeking a card. How powerful is that, right?
Ridiculous.
So crazy. It's all working well.
And you said that you can do this with things other than packs of cards?
Yeah. So obviously you can. Now the limitation here is this is the scale. So it's got to be on this surface here. Going forward throughout, I don't have any dates or anything, but like there will be accessories of, you know, other things that you could put this scale in. Right now it's a deck of cards. Like one of the things on the tutorial that I'll be showing when I go film it later today, it's just like imagine a jar of Tic Tacs or mints, right? If you take that mint box, empty it out, put it on top of the scale, calibrate the scale so it knows how much all of that weighs, and then throw 30 mints in the jar, you would just calibrate the scale the same way. So it would know that there's 30 objects it's weighing, and it would, assuming all the mints weigh roughly the same, you could know how many mints are removed from the jar. It's custom built into there. It's not only that, that's objects of equal weight. You can also do objects of different weights. So you could put three different coins on the scale, you know, as long as they weigh different, when you pick it up, the app will just tell you which object has been removed, And you can rename them, so you can be very specific. It's not like it has to be, you're in complete control of everything. So that's another feature that is on here. But that's it's such a fun one, Craig. It really,
my mind
really is
blown, Nick. I've got to be honest with you. My mind is completely and totally blown. Like the possibilities with this are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Closer pattern stage performance for everybody, for hobbyists, for like just having this in your living room on your table. And oh yeah, you want to see something? Let's just, it's very versatile, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah. Come to the booth and look at it. Eric will have it there. He'll be showing it off. I'm sure you'll be a Dragon Scale master by the end of the weekend. Not that it's hard at all. It's really, I mean, I'm pretty proud of the work that we've put into it at this point. And I'm excited to get this new version of the app out. The Facebook group is also live at the moment. It hasn't really been announced because there was no mention of it in the original tutorial, but it is up there. I'll be in there. I have so many routines. I'm kind of like you on this project. I have a stupid amount of routines. I'm limiting myself to put some just good solid stuff in this first go at the real tutorial here. And then I really want to get in and I don't mean just throw it on there. I mean, I'm going to work it and make it great, but like some show pieces to do with it. You know, like Simon Aronson's shuffleboard is something that I think this thing can take to another level. So some sort of version of that and needs to be discovered. There's some Paul Curry stuff that I'm working on that, like, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with like Power of Thought. There's just so many great tricks that I want to make sure when we got them out, I'm either going to be posting some performances to the Facebook group or, you know, I'm going to grind on it. So I'm excited.
You can rename things in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all.
So my question is, could I use this for something like Snaps or Evoke, yep, Mind Blocks? So like 100%. I could take a Snaps deck and I could go, well, you know, I could create a stack in Snaps and have somebody cut and it would tell me they've cut to the telegraph pole or something, for example.
Yeah, at the moment, like, so you're not going to be able to import like the Snaps deck to the create custom card stack. But if you did have if you did put the Snaps deck in an order that, obviously you wouldn't need to know it in the moment, but you would need to know it when you're creating the stack, right? So
yeah,
as long as you could like associate, you know, each Snaps card with one of these, you could just put it in any order that you want to. So this is where you would make the stack, right? You just punch it in there, right? So that, you know, well, I guess it's not going to work, I guess, with the Snaps deck at the moment, because when you cut, if you wanted to do it for quantity, you could, right?
Yeah.
But otherwise, you're not going to be able to like get a reading unless you could mentally associate a playing card with one of the Snaps or Mind Blocks things. But you could if it was quantity. You could if it was quantity. But that's something, I mean,
Evoke, it would be very possible then, because Evoke is in an alphabetical order from A through to Z. So if you cut 13, I would know that's M. So I would know that's Mary.
Yep.
So oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's all can be renamed and everything on here. So you would know that it's that stack, but that is obviously something that is on the list of things to do. It's only so many things I could get in the update before Blackpool,
about at the very beginning of this, Nick, which is, Penguin care about their products. I've never seen them bring a product out and just let it die. They constantly, you know, the amount of times it happened just recently, I had an email from Penguin. Hey, we've just uploaded a new bunch of routines to Boombox. Came out 2 years ago, and they've just put a load of new routines in there by Cash and a couple of other people. Brilliant. I mean,
yeah.
Who else does that? Like, you take
it's hard to do. You know,
yeah,
it's hard to do, but Yeah, so this is it, man. It's a lot of fun. It works. I can't like I'm always really shocked with the durability of it as well. You can table hop with it. It's like you can pick it up and put it on another surface and have confidence that it's just going to work, because it does.
The other thing I noticed, by the way, which is just completely by the by, if people, I'm not going to say anything other than if people are a fan of a certain Dean Dill trick, what you get with that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Brilliant for it. Like, yeah. Brilliant yeah. for it.
Yeah, for sure. The shell, this thing's great. Absolutely. I know what you mean there. I'm sure it's crazy to think that you can have this in any card box, because it doesn't matter. You just have to modify the card box, just cut off the back of it, but you can use any cards that you want. You could even use a borrowed deck if you knew how many cards were in it. And you had a moment to just calibrate it, you could use a borrowed deck with it as well. I don't think it's really not necessary, but that is absolutely possible. There's so many features in here too. If forget them all, but come by the booth and the guys will show it to you. But this is, man, it's a good one. The Dragon Scale, it's too much fun. That's what it is.
I tell you, and it's Penguin's first electronic product, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. Definitely with like an app that like, I mean, we've put out some apps, but a physical item with an app, this is the first one. I think we patented this back in 2018, 2019.
Wow.
And it kind of got stuck because of the plague that happened.
Yeah.
So, because we were working on it before then, and then, you know, things happened. But yeah, so finally we were able to get it out, and we'll have it at Blackpool. And I think now's the time to get in on it for sure, with the new update in the Facebook group and just all the exciting stuff that's gonna come with it. Get an earpiece, Craig. It's
I'm going to.
It's so ridiculous. It feels terrible. It's
genuinely cheating at that point, though, Nick. It really.
Yeah, is. you're at the booth, and you know. Also, I think a lot of people. First of all, getting the card selected is a fun one as well, because you can have any card chosen like this. Doesn't matter. All that needs to happen, like let's say this was the selection, is that packet needs to go on the box like that. So you don't have to start on the box, right? It can start in your hands like any other normal card trick, because this will tell me exactly what this card is. I don't have it set for card at the moment. It's 36, which should be the Jack of Spades or clubs, right? So anyway, yeah, it's a you guys will have the handling down when you get there, but it's unbelievably easy. It's unbelievably easy. And I try to make, like, I know, I guess I've taught enough magic and I've seen enough struggles with people and what they get hung up with and everything. I promise you the tutorial is going to get you up to speed with how to use the app. It's not difficult. It really isn't. I mean, I've basically laid this thing out myself at this point. So
I did a review show recently, and it was all basically Penguin products that are either yours or ones that you've actually taught the tutorial for. And I made a point. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass, man. I'm really not. I don't think there's another person in the world at this point that is as good at explaining magic as you are. Because
I appreciate that.
You know, you have to put yourself into a situation sometimes where you get a thing handed to you. It's not your trick. You have to learn it, and you have to learn it to a point where you can perform it, get reactions for it, and explain it, which is a thing to do. And you have to do that again and again and again and again and again. And
it's the only reason I'm good at it. It's because I have to do it so much. But I take my position very seriously. Very lucky to do it. And when people trust me with their tricks, it means a lot. So I try to, you know, and I've had great ones lately. And Verto is that was a fun one. Yeah, like the Mullica wallet, it also makes me a better magician too, doing a deep dive on something like the Mullica. You know, because I have to learn it in a different capacity than I would if I just bought it and wanted to try to put it in my show. But yeah, so many great tricks. It's fun to do it. I have to do it for this. I'm teaching this today. There's a new Nicholas Lawrence trick that I think you'll see in like 2 weeks that I have to just fill in a couple things in the tutorial for. And I have to do a couple things for that coin and bottle, which crazy town. Coin and
well,
bottle.
Well, that's going to be the download of the year right there. Forget about it. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that one's wild. I'm excited for everybody to see that one. That should be out soon too. I think both of those things come out maybe like even during Blackpool. I'm not sure, but
that's perfect.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So to recap, come over and see Eric, me, and
Mandy.
We'll be there on the booth. Come over and see all of the new stuff. Come over and see Mind Blocks. It's killer. Come over and see Dragon Scale and everything else. And if you've got a product, speak to Tim, speak to Mandy, speak to Sean, because those three guys are actively looking for the next star who can release a product through Penguin Magic. And it could be you. It could be you, the person that's sitting here watching this right now that's got that trick. No harm in going up and showing it to these guys, because it
yeah.
could
be. You never know what it is, too. We see stuff that some people are like, really? This is... You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be a world breaker. You know, it can be a intimidating marketplace sometimes, but you know, we get great stuff from everybody. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, Nick, I hope I will see you soon. It's a shame I'm not going to see
you.
Oh,
I see you every 3 months or something. So,
like, I'm always over in Columbus. So, you'll see me again in a couple of months, I'm sure.
Yeah. Are you booked at this point or? Not...
I think that Mandy and Sean are speaking to me about there is another trip that needs to be booked soon because.
Oh, I did. Yeah. How did that? Yeah. Craig sends us stuff all the time. And
six or seven.
I watched one recently that I was like, I can't believe one that it just like kind of doesn't exist, you know, number one. And two, I'm like, it's perfect. It's like, that's exactly what I would want it to be if it's going to exist. So that one. I'm excited for that one. That's one I'm excited to do for sure.
It's going to be good. It's going to be really good.
Yeah.
So much good stuff. So much good stuff.
Yeah. Yep. For sure, man. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Nick. And you know what? I will see you again soon. But everybody watching this, on behalf of Nick LaCapo, thank you so much for jumping on Magic TV. Thank you so much for checking out the video. And make sure you go over to the Penguin booth at Blackpool, because it is going to be buzzing. There's going to be a ton of stuff there, and you can come over and you can see me as well. So there's another reason to go. Nick, one more time, my friend, thank you so much.
And of course, anytime.
Have fun finishing.
Bring me
off
back.
The project.
Anytime you want.
Awesome, man. You can come on this channel anytime. You're always welcome. I just know how busy you are.
All good, man. Yeah.
Awesome. Guys, on behalf of Nick, thank you so much, and I'll see you again on another video.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel,
Magic TV,
which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast. Magic.